Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to First Strike. First look here on a Tuesday as we break down what's going to happen on Saturday. Two title bouts at UFC 281 at Madison Square Garden, the city that never sleeps. It's going to be jumping on Saturday night in NYC. Here to help me break it all down, of course, is the one and only Lou Finocchiaro joining us here on First Strike. First look. You can follow Lou as I do at GamBlue. And of course, you got to check out the podcast, the Bout Business podcast. We'll get to that and the winners you've been giving out, Lou. But I do want to start right at the top because, my goodness, two title bouts Saturday night in NYC. Israel Adesanya against a guy in other organizations that have given him problems. And it's Alex Pereira here. The 185-pound strap is on the line. What do you make of Izzy here under a $2 favorite?
Well, first of all, Dave, thanks so much for having me on. I'd love to take an early look at some of these bouts, especially when we get to these cards. And there's, what, three or four of them a year that are just soup to nuts, loaded with great matchups. This is one main event. And yes, Alex Pereira has faced Israel Adesanya, a fighter, twice in the realm of kickboxing where they both began. Now, in the kickboxing world, Adesanya is accomplished, but Alex Pereira is world-class pedigreed. There's a different in caliber in those guys fighting back in 2016 and 17 in that capacity. Clearly, Pereira won the first fight via very close decision, was a coin flip. In the second fight, arguably Adesanya was looking much better in the fight until Pereira landed that big left. And he has a left hand that if he hits the Empire State Building, the building's going to come crumbling down. So the power of Pereira really, I think, is up against Adesanya. But really, that is what is being used to sell this fight. Mm-hmm. When you look at who Adesanya has been in with, and you look at who he's wanted to be in with, when no one wanted to even mention the name Yoel Romero, Izzy sought him out. No one wanted to fight the beast cannoneer. Izzy's last defense, he sought him out. Adesanya has consistently put himself on the edge looking for the toughest fights. He's fought Vettori twice. He's fought Whitaker twice. He's fought the who's who of the division and steps in with that pedigree against a guy who's had three UFC fights and I don't believe is well-rounded enough yet in his UFC development to really be at this kind of par with Adesanya. However, we're making him out to be this boogeyman, and what has Adesanya done? He has sought him out.
It's a great point, Lou. And again, the last fight against Strickland for Pereira, Strickland came in hands down. You don't do that against a guy like Alex Pereira. And Izzy knows that. He knows the power. I look at the total rounds here, and this is what intrigues me. 4.5 is the total right now, minus $1.35. So to your point, Lou, because Izzy has this experience in these championship rounds, I guess the thought out here in Las Vegas is, if he's going to beat Pereira, he's going to keep him on the end of his punches. He's going to make Alex chase him around the octagon at Madison Square Garden and see if he can catch him. Is that the game plan you think that Izzy's going to employ here?
I think that's the logical game plan, but I don't think that's going to be the result. These, again, this is 4 ounce gloves. Izzy is a different character. His movement, his feet, his evasion, the artistry by which he operates, I think is such that you're looking at a fight that isn't going to be close. And we're going to come out of this fight saying, how come this guy was only minus 190 or minus 200? And so to get back to your original question about the total, Dave, I think it quite possible and more likely probable that Adesanya finishes Pereira.
Wow, inside, certainly before that 4.5 rounds, a lot of time for Izzy to wear down Pereira potentially in this fight. Let's go to the other co-main event of this evening. Got a title bout at 115 pounds. Carlos Esparza, the first champion ever in this division, back in that role here against Weili Zhang, a former champion. And it's amazing to look at this line move here. Yes, Carlos Esparza is the champ after the controversial win against Rose Namajunas. She's a huge betting underdog in this one. All the money seems to be coming in on Weili. Is this the correct line move in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, Weili should absolutely be the favorite here. She spent her last training camp preparing for Rose at Fight Ready, which is really a grappling wrestling heavy gym. Now she spent this camp in Phuket at Tiger Muay Thai refining striking. Weili is a beast. She's going to be the champ again. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Esparza is a gal that was the original strawweight champion years ago. She took her first defense against Joanna and got completely destroyed because she wasn't able to get in close and effectively wrestle. This is the exact same fight with a different body type for Esparza. Must get inside, get a hold, and press Weili against the fence and make Weili's fight trying to separate herself from Esparza. Meanwhile, Weili definitely wants the space, has to keep it on the feet, and if she does, she has the power, the might, and the diversity to make this a short night. It's going to be an outstanding fight, but let's understand, Esparza is a dog, and I say that giving the highest level of compliment possible, because a dog in UFC, Dave, you know, that is highly complimentary. She's tough, she's gritty, and she's spent the last 5-6 years earning her way back to finally get the championship, however she won it. So she's going to be no easy mark, but I do see Weili as the reasonable favorite here. Maybe 360 isn't quite the way to go. You look at the props, Weili inside the distance, meaning winning in any form before the end of the fight, is a plus 100, plus 110 proposition. That's probably where I'm headed in this fight.
Yeah, and Lou, I think, again, you talk about a dog in Carla Esparza. Yes, she's a betting underdog, but she is a dog inside that octagon, meaning pit bull. She's going to try to figure out a way to get this fight down to the ground. That's what she wants to do. That's where she operates. She does not want to give Weili Zhang a lot of space. I look at the total, juice slightly to the under 4.5 rounds here, -$1.20. The over right now, -$1.10. It kind of feels like it could be correlated plays. If you like the champion and Esparza to pull off the upset and keep her crown, you probably think a 5-round decision. And maybe if you like Weili Zhang, you think the under could be in play here, Lou?
Boy, I read you loud and clear on that thought pattern, Dave. That's exactly how I see it. And I think that's how the market will take it as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way we kind of anticipate if you're looking for the pathways to victories for each one of those ladies at 115 pounds. You mentioned it off the top, Lou. When you get a UFC 281, a pay-per-view card like this, you're going to have some more exciting fights that are non-title bouts on a deep card like this. Look no further than the diamond here against Michael Chandler and Dustin Poirier here. And I look at the number here, and this is interesting to me, that the diamond is over a $2 betting favorite against Michael Chandler here. This should be one of those don't blink fights. I don't know exactly what we're going to see, if it goes all three rounds or somebody goes out quickly. What do you make of the diamond, the former champ, being the big favorite here at minus 210?
I think he's earned the position. He's been vocal about the fact that Chandler stepped into the UFC and got top 7 fights immediately. And I think his criticism of that is justified, and it hasn't sat well with Chandler. Now they're going to settle it up. As far as Mike Chandler is concerned, the blueprint for him is out. You got to make him work and struggle for the first round and a half while playing defense, because at the first 7.5 minutes of a fight, Chandler is quick, explosive, powerful, deadly. But if you can get him to effort past that, he'll run out of gas, and he tends to lose his focus and want to get in a street brawl. That's a perfect prescription for a measured guy like Poirier to be able to take him down later in the fight. Poirier was able to do exactly that to Gaethje. Gaethje was able to withstand Chandler. Now, that math doesn't always work, but I think what you have here, if you're looking at Chandler, you're looking to get it done quick, and you're looking to take advantage of a guy in Poirier that has a few miles on him.
A great handicap there, Lou. And to that point, how about this for a potential three-round matchup? The over 1.5 is slightly juiced, not big, minus $1.30. The under is plus $1. So I think it's getting to exactly what you're talking about. Chandler, he's probably going to try to go out there and, you know, kill or be killed here inside of potentially 7.5 minutes, where Poirier is a guy that's been in these wars. He's gone five rounds. He's gone championship rounds. He might want to be the guy that extends the fight, or Chandler might look at to be a quicker night at Madison Square Garden. We've got former champions on this card, like Frankie Edgar back in there against Chris Gutierrez, former title hopefuls like Dan Hooker on this card against Claudio Puelles. You've got Brad Riddell against Renato Moicano. I mean, there are just Dominic Reyes back on this card against Ryan Spann. Are there any other fights that you identify on a Tuesday that you really think we might get some value before those lines change as we get closer to fight day?
Dave, for crying out loud, I think I'm at the South Point buffet and I can't decide of all the different delicious menu items that I'm going to try and partake in. I will say this. The Bout Business podcast released Puelles plus 145 a week or two ago. I like his position. And let me just set this one up for you. Frankie Edgar, a goodbye fight, Toms River, New Jersey, fighting in Madison Square Garden. The kiddies fighting, stepping way up. It's a lifetime opportunity for Gutierrez. And yet, when we look at the fight here, the total in that fight, over 2.5, minus 155. If this is a very close, tightly contested decision, I don't know how Gutierrez is going to win.
It's a great, you got to remember that now. That crowd is going to be vocal. Those judges hear it, and the pops for Frankie Edgar, the answer, will be really loud on Saturday night. Lou, very quickly, you mentioned the Bout Business podcast. Tell the people what they get when they tune in. And like you are, it's always documented at VSiN.com for VSiN Pro subscribers. You've been on one heck of a winning streak, not just recently, but over the course of the year. What do the people get when they check out the Bout Business podcast?
They get a simple, no-nonsense 16, 17 minutes of that week's UFC fight releases. We keep track. To be honest, Dave, we hit a little stumbling block last week. We're a little bit negative on the year, but looking to turn that around as we enter the last four or five cards of the year. And I sure appreciate you mentioning the Bout Business podcast.
Love the transparency as always, Lou. Can't wait for Friday. We might have to talk to our producers, like Rob and Matt, and see if we can make this a 2-hour show. This card is just that deep, my friend. Can't wait to catch up with you again on Friday.
Thanks so much for having me on. Good luck to everybody.
There he is, everybody. Follow him on Twitter at Gamblu and check out and subscribe to the Bout Business podcast. That's going to put a bow on this edition of First Strike First Look. But don't worry, we're back on Friday for the full hour of First Strike right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.